This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It was, as you just heard, the sad music today, days of endless trade wars and all that. But as iconic as we here at Marketplace would like to believe the sad or the happy music is, free market capitalism does have another sonic signature. The sounds that begin and end the trading day. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
It's nearly 9:30 in the morning. The trading day is about to officially begin. Right now, a few players from the Harlem Globetrotters are standing on the marble balcony above the bustling trading floor of the New York Stock Exchange. At the moment, they're tossing basketballs back and forth with the crowd below. Finally, it's time. Harlem Globetrotter Big Easy Lofton is pressing the button that rings the bell. With his other hand, he's spinning a ball on his index finger. Lofton's supposed to ring the opening bell for 10 seconds. The closing bell rings longer.
You must hold that button down for 15 seconds. They tell you that if you don't hold the button down for 15 seconds, then the members are going to boo you that you didn't do it correctly.
That's Jim Sheehan, the CFO of Hormel Foods, the company behind Spam, Columbus Meats, and Skippy Peanut Butter. Back in October, the exchange invited the company to ring the closing bell. 15 minutes before it happened, Hormel's CEO surprised Sheehan by giving him the job of pressing the button.
You know, I've been with the company for 41 years, so I've had a long career with the company. It's one of those things that is almost a culmination of a career for me.
The exchange has used brass bells to bookend the trading day ever since 1903. Before that, it used a Chinese gong. And usually, exchange officials would ring the bell. Then, in 1995, the NYSE started inviting companies to do the honors. John Steele Gordon is a Wall Street historian. He says it was the early days of the dot-com boom. TV news was covering more of what was happening on Wall Street, and companies realized that ringing the bell could give them a little publicity.
And the stock exchange was more than happy to make this available because it gave the New York Stock Exchange good publicity, too.
People end up on the marble balcony for all sorts of reasons. Executives ring the bell when their companies go public, or if they're releasing a new product. The Harlem Globetrotters are about to start an international tour. Betty Liu is the exchange's executive vice chairman.
This year alone, you know, Uber, for instance, of course, rang it for their IPO, and they had one of their drivers ring the bell. We had First Lady Melania Trump come recently, and she rang the bell.
It almost to me feels like when you give away the key to the city.
That's Ian Bremmer, founder of the consulting firm Eurasia Group.
Like, you know, the mayor does that. It's kind of this honorific in a place that a lot of things seem ephemeral. It's something that we've been doing for an awful long time.
He's rung the bell twice, once in 2009 and again in 2018 after he started a new media company called G-Zero Media. Both times, he said the stock exchange invited him.
Was like, yeah, well, it's a great new company you're doing, and why don't you come when you have a chance? Let's figure out a time that you guys can come and ring the bell. I mean, that wasn't something we were lobbying for.
Betty Liu didn't divulge how the selection process works, but there's a request form on the NYSE website. The form says the bell's reserved for public companies listed on the exchange, but sometimes there are last-minute opportunities for, quote, deserving nonprofit organizations.
We were on our way to present our work at a fundraiser and got this call at 6:30 the evening before the bell was supposed to be rung.
That's Becca DeMeo. She's the executive director of City Growers, a nonprofit that teaches young people about farming. Apparently, the company that was supposed to ring the bell had dropped out.
The chair of the board of City Growers, Georgia, she called and just said, hey, do you guys want to ring the opening bell for the New York Stock Exchange? And I was like, oh, is that a thing? Is that something we should do? And Georgia was like, yes, Becca, it's definitely something we should do.
DeMeo had 30 minutes to throw together a list of people who would be there. She brought along a few colleagues. City Growers program manager Renelle St. Jor pressed the button.
I was really excited about it because I did learn about ringing the bell in school. I study economics.
Watching St. Jor ring the bell, you can tell he's excited. He beams as he presses the button, with his fist in the air.
Yeah, I was trying to pump the market. I was trying to make sure it was a good day.
After ringing the bell, St. Jor signed a wall in the back room and went home with a plaque. That day, the S&P 500 and the Dow closed up. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.